Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a warm, tape-style jungle breakbeat in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is bigger than just making a drum loop. We're making the kind of break that can actually hold a tune together, something you could place under a sub, use in a roller, or open into a darker drop. In jungle and drum and bass, the breakbeat is often the personality of the track. It gives you movement, attitude, and that slightly untamed energy that makes the genre feel alive. So today, we're going to keep the workflow beginner-friendly, use stock Ableton tools, and focus on choices that make the break feel sampled, chopped, and played with intention. First, set your project up for the right speed. Open a new live set and set the tempo to 170 BPM. That's a great middle ground for jungle and rollers. If you want it a little darker and heavier, 168 BPM works too. Now create a track for your break sample. For now, keep it simple. You do not need to build the whole arrangement yet. Just focus on one strong break track, rename it something obvious like break, and color it so it stands out. Turn on your metronome, and set your loop length to 1 bar so you can really hear what you're doing. The next step is choosing the right break. You want a sample with a clear snare backbeat, some hi-hat chatter, and a little room sound or natural dirt. It does not need to be perfect. In fact, for jungle, a slightly worn break often works better than something overly polished. If the break feels too clean, it can still work, but you'll need to shape it more. Drag the loop into Ableton and warp it if needed. For breaks, beats mode is usually a good starting point. The main thing is to preserve the attack so the kick and snare stay punchy. If the sample drifts, add warp markers carefully, but do not overdo it. Jungle thrives on a bit of instability. We want musical imperfection, not robotic perfection. Now comes the fun part, chopping the break into pieces you can control. You can do this in a simple audio edit workflow, or slice it to a drum rack if you want a more MIDI-style setup. For beginners, I recommend manually splitting the clip in arrangement view. That keeps things easy to see. Focus on the core anchors first. Keep the main snare hits strong on beats 2 and 4. Then pull out a few ghost notes before and after the snare. Leave most of the kick pattern alone unless something feels awkward. A really effective move is to keep one tiny kick pickup before beat 2, then add a ghost snare or hat just before beat 4. You only need a couple of extra slices per bar to make it feel edited and intentional. This is a big jungle tip. The listener should always hear the main pulse first, and then notice the tiny details second. That contrast is what creates propulsion. Once the chops are in place, it's time to work on groove. This is where the break starts feeling human. You can use the groove pool and add a little swing, somewhere around 54% to 58%. Keep it subtle. You do not want the whole thing to feel late, just alive. If you are nudging audio manually, push some hats or ghost notes a tiny bit late, and maybe place one or two tension hits slightly before the snare. A good rule here is to keep the snare almost on the grid, but let the hats and ghost notes breathe. That gives the break a laid-back grit without losing drive. If you want to think like a producer, not just a loop editor, imagine the break as a performance. It should feel like someone is actually hitting the drums with intention, not like a perfect copy-paste pattern. Now let's give it that warm tape-style character. On the break track, add drum bus first. Start with a little drive, maybe around 5 to 15%. If the break feels too soft, add a small transient boost. If it feels too spiky, ease the transients back. Keep the boom low or off for now unless you specifically need a bit more low weight. Then use damp if the top end feels harsh. After that, add saturator. Start gently, maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive. If you want a slightly older, more worn sound, turn on soft clip. If the break still feels too clean, try analog clip for a bit more bite. The key is subtlety. We are not trying to wreck the drums. We're trying to shave the edges, thicken the mids, and make the loop feel sampled rather than sterile. If the break starts sounding brittle, use EQA to clean it up. You may want a small cut in the 3 to 6 kHz area if the snare gets too sharp. If things feel muddy, dip a bit around 200 to 400 Hz. Only high pass if you really need to, and do it gently. In drum and bass, the break should have presence, but it should not fight the sub. Next, control the dynamics so the loop feels glued instead of crushed. Add a compressor after your saturation if the break is uneven. Keep it light. A ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 is plenty. Use a medium attack so the punch stays alive, and a release that breathes with the groove. Aim for just a few dB of gain reduction. If it starts pumping too much, back off. If you are layering multiple drum sounds together, glue compressor on a group can work nicely too. But again, keep it gentle. The point is to hold the break together, not flatten it. Now let's make the loop hit harder without overprocessing it. Add a second layer. This could be the quiet snare layer on 2 and 4, a subtle closed hat on the offbeats, or a low, roomy kick layer for extra body. Keep it quiet and supportive. Do not let the layer take over the main break. A good rule is to low pass the layer if it's clashing with the main break. Keep layered kicks mono, and shorten any long tail so the groove stays clean. You want support, not clutter. This is also where arrangement starts to matter. Think of the break like a real section of a track, not just a loop that repeats forever. A simple beginner arrangement might look like this. Bars 1 to 4 are stripped back, mostly kick and snare. Bars 5 to 8 bring in more ghost notes and hats. Bars 9 to 12 add a fill or a pickup. Bars 13 to 16 deliver the full version with grit and variation. Small changes make a huge difference in DNB. You could remove one kick on the last beat of bar 4 to create tension. You could add a quick snare flam or tiny roll before bar 9. You could drop out the hats for half a bar before the bass comes in. Even a simple reverse cymbal or noise swell can help transition into the next section. And here's the important part. Always leave room for the bass. The break should not crowd the sub. Keep the low end disciplined, and check the loop and mono sometimes. If the kick is too heavy, shorten its tail. If the low mids feel messy, trim them with the EQ. In jungle and darker DNB, the drums and bass often work like a conversation. They trade space. They do not fight for the same frequency range. A really useful teacher trick is to compare your loop to a reference track. Pull up an old school jungle or DNB tune and listen only to the drums. Ask yourself, is my break too clean? Too wide? Too crowded? Too static? That kind of listening sharpens your decisions fast. If you want to push it a bit further, try building a push bar and a release bar. One bar feels slightly more urgent with extra hat activity or a pickup, and the next bar relaxes by removing one element. That back and forth is a classic way to keep jungle loops alive. You can also create a parallel grit layer. Duplicate the break track, process the copy more aggressively with saturator, drum bus, or even some extra distortion, and keep it quiet under the main loop. That gives you texture without ruining the attack of the original. Another strong move is to resample the processed break to audio, then re-import it. That makes the sound feel committed, and it can give you a more finished, authentic vibe. So let's recap the core workflow. Start with a break that already has character. Chop it lightly and intentionally. Add swing and tiny timing shifts for movement. Use drum bus, saturator, and EQ8 to add warmth and tape-style grit. Then arrange it in 4-bar or 8-bar phrases so it feels like part of a real DNB section. The big idea here is this. The break is not background noise. It is a lead element. In jungle, people often remember the drum loop first. If you get the groove, tone, and phrasing right, the rest of the track becomes much easier to build. For your practice, try making 2 versions of the same break. Make one version clean and sparse, with just a little warmth. Then make a second version, with more ghost notes and a little more saturation. Compare them side by side. Ask which one leaves better space for the bass. That kind of A and B comparison is how you train your ears fast. And that's the mission here. Build a break that feels warm, alive, and ready for a real arrangement. Not too polished, not too broken, just that perfect jungle balance of grit and groove.